And last up tonight, they get part four all to themselves because part three was going to be way too long if they were in that one, is Sago. Or is it Saigo? We never did clarify that. But Sago. Take two.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and the voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I could go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will go most anywhere to feel like I belong."
Okay, I screwed up big time on this one. I recorded all of these critiques, and I'm sorry, Psycho. I don't know what happened, but I didn't save the one I recorded for you. So I am going to do my very, very best to recreate what I said. So, Saigo, you did go the distance, and you were closing out the show. The first thing I had noticed was that the background noise was really distracting in this recording. It was like, I think it was Heaven Dansu, where every time you would sing and stop, there would be absolute silence, and then when you would sing, the background noise would like pick up, and it was really distracting. So in the future, maybe if I'm not sure if you were piecing together different recordings and making that into your audition, or you were using silencing in between manually, but if you're going to remove background noise, please use a noise reducer on the entire recording, because that way it'll make the whole recording nice and clean and it won't be distracting like it was for me, because I actually had to re-listen to this twice because I was so thrown off the first time. I think this was a better song choice for you, I think, at least in the beginning. For me, it still sounded a little bit nasally. I'm sorry, Saigo. So use more breath support. In the second part of the song, for me, you needed to enunciate more. It got kind of like your words were getting a bit slurred together, and it was a little hard for me to understand the lyrics of the song. So I guess open your mouth wider when you sing and really focus on forming the words when you're singing like you're talking. Except not like me, because I don't speak very clearly. But what else? Like I said, I think you needed more breath support, especially in the second half, because I felt like you needed more energy in the second half. I'm sorry, I know I said have more energy in Under the Sea, your first audition, but I think you still needed more for the second half, because this is a really hopeful song where Hercules is like, "I'm going to go the distance, I'm going to prove to them that I can do it," and everything. And I felt like the second half didn't have the energy it should have. I felt like it needed to be belted and it had to be vocally stronger, because for me it felt like it was too high for you. It felt like you were really straining and reaching to get to those high notes. Like, you weren't hitting the high notes per se, you weren't really getting them right on it. You were kind of like, you were reaching really hard for them instead of hitting them. So I think if you had more breath support and really committed, it would have been better, I guess. Or it would have sounded stronger, because it sounded a little shaky for me. But you are improving. I like this a lot more than your first audition, so good job on that. Yeah, I think that's about it. Sorry for the huge slip-up and not saving your file, Saigo. So yeah, on to Ambi and Zelina, I guess. Or results, depending on which the order it's mixed.
People, please, silence hurts you way more than it helps you. Way more. I can't believe, like, it's weird that we got two that did the same thing in the same night. Like, usually you'll get, like, one here or one there, but we had two of them in the same night. And that was one of the first things. At first, I thought it was actually skipping. I thought there was something wrong with my
Yeah, me too.
computer. And I actually had to stop it and go back and re-listen because I was, is this skipping? And it was just so distracting. This goes back to what I said before about distracting quality distracts so much from the performance. I had to re-listen like Jeffers did, because I had to, all my notes the first time around were about the quality of it. I had absolutely no notes about the singing. I had to go back, re-listen, and then with that write notes about the singing because I was so distracted by the silence. I think this was actually, and I heard a Skype sound effect.
Me too.
I heard a
Yeah, it's my third
people
note.
turn off the Skype or might mute your computer before you're going to record. Please. 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 Oh, that made me so sad when I heard that. Oh.
Unhappy face.
Unhappy face. Sad panda. I'm going to use it a lot. Your vibra. I felt like you were. You. Your vibrato was really weird. It felt as if you were faking the vibrato. It didn't feel natural to me at all. It felt as if you don't usually use vibrato, but you forced yourself to use it, and you're not used to using it, because it was very, very shaky. Very shaky. Almost like someone like was
Shaking you.
shaking you while you were singing the note, like on the note. And I do
Or you
agree
have
with
one of those massage chairs and you're just singing on by
on
like
the massage chair. Yeah, I do agree. The breath control, especially in the second half, I felt like you were out of breath and that you were straining to reach for the notes, and just the silence and the quality was, I think, what stands out the most for me in this, and it just made me so. I'm starting to get cynical at this point with people's quality of their auditions, and
You are, because I mean,
I'm
you're
really
just.
sorry, but it's getting a little stressful that we had so many quality problems all in one night. Usually we have like one here, one there, not a big deal, but we had a lot of quality problems tonight, and it's just building up and building up and building up, and I have become the mean judge, and I'm really sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. But it's late. We've been at this for like 3 hours already because of our stupid
Right.
internets.
I want to kill my modem right now,
Go,
but.
Zell, go. We're so close to being done. Go.
Okay, my first note is again with the stupid abrupt silences. If your mic quality is already bad, don't even try to hide it. We'll figure it out either way, because silence, boom, silence, boom. Okay, you get the point. It makes it even more, it makes it stand out even more. I have to agree, this was better than your last song. Enunciation, breath support, I have to agree with that. Yes, there were background noises, because my third note is a Skype sound. So that's it. It was very pitchy, so that goes along with the vibrato and the shakiness. And that's all I have, really, because Ambi and Jeffers did pretty well with it already.
There was one thing I did have this down, and I accidentally skipped over it while I was doing it. I did want to also agree with Jeffers on the. It was still a little nasal. It was less nasal than the first time, but it was still a little nasal, and it was definitely mumbly. I didn't feel like you were opening your mouth all the way. Jeffers said that, and when he said that, I did make a note of it because I was thinking it, but I didn't write it down the first time. But then Jeffers said it, so then I wrote it down. And yeah, so
Okay.
just agreeing with Jeffers on that. So
Okie
now it's time to go into results. So I think what we should do is I have to re-listen to a couple because I have a couple that I'm still on the fence in my middle area, like always. So I think what we're going to do right now is we're going to stop this recording, listen, rank us, and then we're going to insert right after this Jeffers first with his picks. And then when you come back to us, we'll give you our picks. So You're about to hear Jeffra's picks. They've been picked all night, so we just don't know what they are. While we go and we're gonna re-listen to a couple things and make our picks. So, good luck. Talk to you in a couple minutes after Jeffra's. Done.
Done.
Okay, so like the critiques I recorded by myself, I'm also going to be saving people by myself. Which is really bad. I feel really. It's weird saving people by myself and not hearing what the other two have to say because I have no idea what the other two are thinking, thought of all of my the other auditions. So I have no idea what their opinions are and their critiques, so I don't know who they most likely are going to save or whatnot, so I'm hoping they save the other people I'm not going to save now. So my first choice is going to be Princess Clary. You are safe. Good job. You were at the top of my list, so I'm going to save you. And so for my second save, I'm gonna take a risk because I'm not gonna be picking the person in second on my list because I'm pretty sure one of the other two are going to save you. So I'm very, very sorry if you're not saved by them. But so my second save and my last save is going to someone I think improved from their first audition, which was quite a few of you. So good job to all of you guys for improving and really listening to what we had to say. Yeah, it's they're not at the top of my list, but they were still in my top half. So my second save is going to be dun dun dun. There's no frog, so it's not dramatic because I'm doing this like at 8 o'clock in the morning. But my second save is going to be Snowfender. You are safe. Good job, Snowfender. So I'm not sure if they're mixing this in before their saves or my saves. Please resubmit if you don't go through. You still have a chance to be saved by Ambi or Zelina, I think, because I'm pretty sure they let me choose first this round. So good luck to all of you, and yeah, thank you for auditioning. And now to pass the mic, or recording to Ambi and Zelina for the rest of the saves.
All right, well, thank you, Jeffers. So, Princess Clary and Snowfender, you are already safe before the two of us even start. You were the ones destined from the start that we spoke of earlier. So you
Right.
guys are safe. So now we go into, we have four more that are going through. We're gonna go back and forth like usual. Zell me, Zell me. So Zell, you get first live pick tonight.
Sweet. My first choice of the night will be beep 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 Mary Feather.
Yay, Mary Feather. Mary Feather, you are safe. Another backpacker. Yay. So many.
Oh, that's
This
right.
is why does everyone I know that from like we all worked at Animal Kingdom? I don't get it. It's just everyone works there apparently.
Watch everybody put that in their email. I used to
In
work there
Animal
too.
Kingdom. It's like, oh really? What's the secret handshake? What's the password? Okay. So now my pick. I'm gonna pick Do do do. Dolphin. It had to go in there somewhere. What the Chuck 3. I hope that I
Right.
don't slip up your name at some point in this competition and say something that will need to be bleeped. What the Chuck 3, you are safe.
Okay.
So, your final pick for the night.
My final pick for the night means somebody's duration during this competition is about to. Never mind, I don't even remember where I was going with this.
It was like, I started something,
It was gonna be epic, and then I
forget what
lost
it
train of thought.
was. Are you blonde? I don't know.
No, I'm brunette.
Okay.
I can't be blonde. I'll shoot myself, no offense.
I'm blonde, Zell.
No, okay,
Let's just go on before this moment gets any more awkward between us. God.
Break. Bree is safe for the night.
I think I accidentally was dolphining while you said Bree. So Bree, say it again. Say it again. Pretend like you didn't say it. So, and I won't dolphin this time.
And next in line to be saved is Bree.
Yay! Sorry, my dolphin ruined it the first time. Just kind of happened. So Bree, you are safe. Hip hip hooray, Bree. And we are down to the last choice for the night. And I'm not gonna lie. We did talk about this beforehand. We said that we weren't going to talk about it, but I was really torn between two people. So I asked Zell before we started recording again what she thought. And her next in line was the same as my next in line. And then my one after her was not the same. So it was kind of clear that this person should go through. So we kind of bended the rules a little bit, but it's okay. Because just a little bit. Because the final pick for the night is going to be... drum roll. Dolphin. Dolphin. And I don't know how to pronounce this. Subaru Chamu. I know I just butchered your name, and I probably butchered it a million times tonight, but you are the final save for the night. Congratulations. You are going through. Yay!
Applause.
All right. But this also means that this was, since Breezy did not get through tonight, Breezy, unfortunately, that was your third audition try. You cannot audition again for the main audition round. However, you are still welcome to wait and come back for the second chance, and we want you to come back because you were really good tonight, and it was...
And you're trying.
And you were trying, and it was really close, and we really are really thankful that you came back to us three times. Well, two times, because the first time you came of your own free will. But come back to us a third time.
So mean to put it that way.
I'm like stuttering now. It's almost 2 a.m. at this point. I've been recording for so long. Oh, God. Please, 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 Breezy, come back to us in the second chance round. We want to hear you again, and I really want as many people as possible in the second chance round because, like I said earlier, I'm really excited for it. It's a really awesome theme that I love, love, love.
It's so much fun.
As for everybody else, Matt, last name I can't pronounce, so I'm not even going to try.
Win.
Thank you. Songbird, Heaven Dansu, Saigo, Sago, we never did clear that up, I don't think.
Saigo.
And Hari 26, okay. Hari 26 can submit one more time.
Saigo.
Heaven can submit one more time, and Saigo can submit one more time before they cannot submit again until the second chance round. That means that Matt and Songbird can resubmit two more times. Hopefully you'll only have to resubmit one more time, but you can submit up to two more times before the second chance round. So I think my bar has just gone down one more time by quality. So I think that's the sign for us to wrap it up for the night. We've been at this since like 10 and it's now 2.
Right.
Oh, God, and we still have to mix and perform it as well.
I don't know if I'm going to take a break for mixing while doing that or not. So.
I think I'll mix until it and then I will just pause in between so I can kind of focus. At least, I don't know, because tonight's... Yeah, but the good thing about that is everybody is going to be focusing so much on Perform It Listen that no one's going to bug us about getting this out tonight if we don't get it out tonight. Because it'll be so late by the time Perform It's over that, yeah. So.
Although we could release it tomorrow. I mean, it doesn't mean we have to.
I think I'm just going to, like, slip it in, like, under. We don't have to have a listen.
Right, we don't. Or we can have it later tomorrow.
That's possible, too. Or early tomorrow. Like, maybe have it at, like, midnight tomorrow. Now we're just rambling. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll talk about this when I stop hitting record. Good night.
Good night.